GOP Rep. Adderholt, Democrat reparations, Medicare for all election promises will have no chance in GOP-led Senate, House. By Jeff Poor on June 29, 2019. Early in this election cycle, Democratic Party candidates have raised the possibility of expanding Medicare for all reparations and student loan forgiveness as part of their 2020 campaign vision for America. While those proposals may get out the vote for some Democratic Party constituencies, Representative Robert Adderholt, RL, a member of the House Appropriations Committee, dismisses the possibility of those propositions becoming a reality. During an interview on Huntsville, Alabama Radio's WVNN earlier this week, Adderholt said although Democrats are appealing to specific constituencies with these promises, they would have a tough time getting such measures passed into law by Congress, especially under Republican control. The thing that Democrats are not in control, especially they are not in control at the White House, Adderholt said. And so they can make all of these promises, all of these things that sound very appealing to a certain sector of the American people. I know, I don't think most Alabamians really buy into Medicare for all and reparations and all that. But they can say that stuff, and say, if you elect me, I'll do those things. Of course it is going to be much harder to get those through Congress. Especially if we can hold the Senate in this next election cycle and, you know, possibly take back the House, then there is no chance that any of this would be done because it wouldn't even get to the president's desk. But at the same time, you're exactly right, it's one of those things that the Democrats, I think they can appeal to people across the country. Yeah, you know, that would be great. But it all goes back to the fact that we have a $22 trillion debt in this country. And I can't believe that we would just continue to add on to it. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.